People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
Fido Friendly Magazine presents the 8th annual month-long pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. On the road from September through October. Along with media sponsor Animal Radio and companion sponsors Turf Mutt and Evercare, we travel in our Mercedes Sprinter, provided by Sprinter Rentals, from L.A. to Chicago, stopping at shelters along the way to support adoption events. Our community sponsors John Paul Pet, Zeus Pet Toys, Petcurian, Well Pet, Tito's Vodka, and Vet's Best go along for the ride, while we bring our giant spinning wheel filled with prizes you can win. Log on to Get Your Licks on Route66.com to find out where the tour stops near you. You can help raise money for your shelter, and you might just find your new forever friend.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
You've seen it before in the first movie, actually, but The Conjuring 2 delivers enough scares for a second look. Come in!
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If you have cats, I bet you didn't realize there's a connection between common health problems in cats to the type of litter you use. Ammonia forms in the litter box and can cause vomiting, diarrhea, drooling, panting, and even upper respiratory infections. You can stop this by switching to Cat's Incredible Litter. It has patented technology that stops ammonia from forming, with all profits going to help animals in need. Available now at your local pet store and Petco stores nationwide.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free, if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1150 at checkout, their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1150 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1150.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. Well, you might have thought that high-flying hawks hunting for innocent smaller house pets way down below in people's yards was nothing but an urban myth. But you know what, friends? It does happen. In 2011, a hawk plucked two small dogs from their Boston area yard and dropped them from the sky, which resulted in some pretty serious injuries for those two little dogs. And then a few years later, in 2013, a hawk nabbed a Pomeranian from its home in South Carolina, and that little dog did not survive. Okay. But, I mean, it's scary, right? So should we be fearing for the safety of our pets in their own yards?
Hell yes.
You think so?
I think so. I worry about my pet. Yeah,
we got hawks that sit up here. They sit up on the telephone lines and watch the dogs in the yard.
Yeah.
The answer is, experts say, no, you shouldn't fear it. But if you have a pet that is under 20 pounds, and some will say as little as 15 pounds, that you do need to do some things. Great horned owls, they do have a horrible reputation for attacking domesticated cats. But there are a number of ways to avoid those confrontations. And many times, you know, like you guys were saying, you see hawks on your telephone poles and the lines and things. A lot of times it is just as simple as knowing if your yard is also viewed as a hawk, or rather by a hawk or an owl, as its own home. You know, it's kind of like double duty.
Like territory. So, yeah, its own territory.
Exactly. So there are a few things that those of you with small pets can do to make sure that your pet is safe. In the United States, great horned owls, northern goshawks, and red-tailed hawks are three of the most common birds of prey that will lash out at small dogs and cats. So find out if any of those are in your area. And they will lash out at those animals under 20 pounds. There's a group called Hawks Aloft in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're a nonprofit. They say their area has a huge population of Cooper's hawks, which can be fiercely protective, but mostly of their nests. And they won't just attack pets, but they will attack anything that threatens its territory, including humans. So they recommend that pets under 15 pounds, because of these Cooper's hawks, that those young, small pets be supervised at all times during outdoor activities there in the Albuquerque area.
Yeah.
Some other tips, a flashlight can also be used to shoo away owls. Experts note that making yourself larger than the hawk or the owl, you know, kind of like you would with a bear, putting your arms in the air and shouting at it, will intimidate them to, you know, fly away if they do prepare to strike. And also an umbrella is a pretty useful tool to defend from hawk attacks.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that video of the hawk that came down and took that baby up?
I know you know, that was
no.
a canoe.
Really?
It was a hoax.
What do you mean it was a hoax?
It was a hoax. It was, I think it was Canadian vet students that did that. Or some Canadian college students that put that together.
Really?
It looked real.
Yeah, that's
real
what
let me tell you. Do you know? Yeah. I mean, I know what you just said about being under 15 pounds, but I watched, and it's all over YouTube, and it's an eagle that actually picks up a goat. And actually picks it up and starts, and the goat gets away, and then the goat tries to get it again, and they roll down the hill, and you think the eagle's hurt, and you think the goat's hurt, and they both get up, and the eagle tries to fly away again, and it goes on for a good, I'm going to say 15, 20 seconds, where you are blown away that this eagle is that big that it can do it. Now, I know in New Jersey we have bald eagles.
They make them pretty big.
You know, I'd be afraid, you know, my 20-pound dog.
Sure.
And we have hawks everywhere.
Yeah, you know what? I don't really care what the experts say, because the expert is not going to be there when it comes down and picks up my little ladybug. That's, you know.
Yeah, and she weighs, what, 9 pounds now?
9 pounds going on 8. So.
Yeah.
Woohoo. So I got to.
You know what will happen?
Yeah, what?
The experts will come out with a new survey, headline you know, be careful, watch your pets.
Yes.
A week later, after you report it. So.
Or it's only the black and white pets under 10 pounds. Yeah.
So I just can't believe that baby video is. I'm going to Snopes during the break just to find out.
Yeah. Now, I saw that video you're talking about, Joey, and now I'm wondering, is it true? I mean, can you believe anything that you see now?
Well, apparently not.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and isn't that disheartening? Because sometimes I just don't even watch videos now because I think they're all lying to me. You know?
It used to be, show me a picture and it would be proof. And then the Photoshop came along and it was like, show me a video.
Right.
And now you can't even trust a video.
You feel sorry for Ripley's Believe It or Not. How do they verify all those things?
Yes.
Because they're there and they watch with their own eyes.
Oh.
Rover.com, you're probably familiar with that. In fact, I know you are, Judy, because it's a website for pet sitters and dog walkers. And they have released a report about the state of dog ownership in America, in which over 1,000 adult dog owners were surveyed and questioned. And among some of their more interesting statistics culled from the answers to questions that they got, 65% of U.S. dog owners take more pictures of their dog than of their significant other or friends.
No surprise.
True that.
I'm not sure. I mean, that's all I take pictures of are my pets, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
46% of dog owners are more likely to complain to their dog than complain to a friend. And just over half of dog owners believe it is harder to find the perfect dog walker than it is to find the perfect spouse.
Uh-huh. You got to be more critical about the dog walker than a spouse. I mean, you know, it's like.
I know. I'm the one who leaves the 3-inch thick book on how to feed my dogs if I have to go away on vacation.
Yeah.
If the dogs don't come with us, which is normal.
Yep.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
This healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats, always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health.
Learn more over at redbarninc.com. And thank you guys at Red Barn for underwriting Animal Radio. Here's a big sloppy kiss. I believe we have Toby on the phone. Hi, Toby. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Good. Where are you?
Right now in Londonderry, or something like that. Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Oh, you're a trucker?
Yep.
And you travel with your animals there?
Yeah.
What's going on with them?
Well, we've got a puppy that's, about 4 or 5 months old, that he is short hair like his mother, jet black like his dad, but all of a sudden he started losing the hair around one eye and one eye only.
Okay. Is he itchy with that?
He doesn't seem to be bothered. It doesn't seem to bother him.
Okay, and is that the only place that you see any kind of hair loss?
Yep.
All righty. Well, my sneaking suspicion on this one here is that you are probably dealing with a type of a skin mite. And puppies, particularly because they're still developing their immune system, they're very susceptible to developing mites. And there's a particular mite called the Demodex mite, which isn't something you can catch, so you don't have to, scratch your arms and worry about that. But it is something that dogs catch from other dogs, and particularly they get it from their mom. Their mom may never actually show signs of it. It's just there sometimes on the skin. And the Demodex mite in a puppy will often see hair loss around the eyes, the front legs, anywhere on the facial area. And, if it's just a single spot, you may not need to do a darn thing for it. But if it starts to cause some problems or you see more hair loss in other areas, then we may need to talk about using some topical medicine or maybe even like some dips. Sometimes we'll use that. But that would be my guess as far as what you're dealing with there, especially if he's not bothered by it.
Would Neosporin do anything to it?
Probably not, no. And because if we're dealing with a skin mite, there's particular medicines that we can use, but all the regular things that you might pull off the shelf, all the cortisones and the topicals and such that we have in our medicine cabinet aren't going to do a darn thing for a mite problem. But like I said, if it's a mild problem and there's just a little bit of some hair loss and it's not bothering him, it's not spreading, you may not need to do anything. And a lot of dogs will actually grow out of that tendency for that mite. But if we see more spots, then I definitely start talking about doing some dipping. But the best way that, we could figure out what's going on there is to have your veterinarian do a test called a skin scraping. And it sounds horrible, but it's really not all that bad. It's basically where we take some of the cells from the skin and we look under the microscope and look for these little creepy crawlers. They look like little cigars, actually, under a microscope. And if we see those, then we've got our diagnosis and we know where we're going. So I would definitely see about getting that done for your baby, and probably not going to be anything that's going to keep him itching or scratching in the long run. This is Dr. Debbie with Animal Radio. If you've got a question, give me a call at 1-866-405-8405.
Well, it's happening again. It's the 8th annual Fido Friendly Get Your Licks on Route 66 Adoption Tour. Our friends at Fido Friendly are traveling along America's favorite highway, Route 66, adopting animals, and they will be today in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the PetSmart, tomorrow in Santa Fe at the PetSmart, and on Wednesday at the Lawton Animal Welfare Shelter in Lawton, Oklahoma. If you want to learn more, head on over to FidoFriendly.com, and we encourage you to visit them because they have lots of fun and prizes. You get to spin the wheel as well as maybe take home a furry new friend and possibly a cat or dog. Learn more over at FidoFriendly.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3434. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3434.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.
Introducing Truly Spiked and Sparkling Water. It tastes like sparkling water, but with a refreshing twist. 5% alcohol, light fruit taste, simple ingredients, and 100 calories. Truly refreshing.
Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Mass. Please drink responsibly.
It's time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer. Beer is a battle between hops and malt. Too much hops, too bitter. Too much malt, too sweet. The only way to win is balance, like Sam Adams' Boston Lager. Hops and malt, the perfect harmony.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1150 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1150 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1150.